Livewire with Phil Richards.
Hi, it's Phil Richards. Welcome to Livewire. And today I'm chatting with Chris Witter from the alternative rock band Shed 7. Rick, welcome to Livewire. Hi.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Great. So you're just celebrating the band's 30th anniversary with great success and the new album right at the top of the charts at the moment. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? So we enter our 30th anniversary year this year. So we've got a full year ahead of us. We're going to be quite busy, but it is actually great to be able to say that in literally the second week of our 30th anniversary year, not only do we release a brand new set of songs, but it also went to number one, which has never happened to us before. So it's a brilliant start to the year for us, and long may that success continue.
Now, Rick, let's talk about Shed 7. I know that you were formed in 1990 and you contributed to the Brit music scene in the 1990s, and you're described as an alternative rock band. But tell us a bit more about how it all got started.
Yeah, so me and Paul, the guitarist, we met as 11-year-olds way back when and bonded over a love of music. And then when we were about 13, we thought, why don't we try giving this a go? So we kind of tentatively started to learn to play guitars and learn if we could sing. And so pretty much since the year dot for us, we've been writing songs and doing stuff. We went through school, being in school bands, playing in pubs around York when we were like 14 and 15 years old, which is quite laughable now. In fact, we used to get told off by teachers in the school because we'd advertise gigs in pubs. We'd put posters up on school corridors and the teachers would be going, what are you doing? You can't advertise the fact you're playing in a pub. And then obviously when you get a bit older and you get to your late teens, things change again, you know, your whole lifestyle changes when you get to that point. And that's at the point where we thought, right, we need to start taking ourselves a bit more seriously. So that's when Shed 7 began, in about 1990, when we were late teens. And we've not really looked back since, to be honest. We signed a big deal in 1993 with Polydor Records and cruised through that whole Britpop scene in the mid to late 90s. Had quite a lot of success around that time. And then obviously music scenes do come and go and they change. It's very cyclical, the music industry. So for a short time, we were kind of a little bit out of favour and pop kind of came back again. But then since about maybe 2005, 2006, we kind of just missed playing live. So we kind of got back together as a band just to go and play our back catalogue in front of a crowd of people because we missed playing live. You know, we're the type of people that want to learn an instrument so that we can get on a stage and show off in front of people. And we missed that angle of it. So we were quite surprised and pleased when we did reform and start playing songs that we'd written and had charted like literally 12 years earlier. And people were loving it and singing every word and stuff. And we're thinking, oh, great, okay. So what we did do in the 90s actually mattered and meant something to people, which was an amazing feeling to have. And then so since that time, we've kind of, you know, we were conscious of thinking, are we becoming a bit of a nostalgic act? And we thought, right, well, we don't really want to go down that route. So we must write new music and become relevant again, which is where you find us right now. And the fact that these new songs that we've written has taken us to the top spot is absolutely amazing.
Yes, and just mentioning the back catalogue there, as you did, at the height of your popularity, of course, 15 top 40 singles and 4 top 20 albums in the UK. What a back catalogue. Yeah, you had some pretty big success then, really, didn't you?
We did, yes. I think we became quite fondly known as a singles band. You know, I think the Smiths were quite known as a bit of a singles band. They were always throwing out new songs and they were always going in the charts. So yeah, that was a great time, but it was weird at the time because we were so caught up in doing it and so busy doing it that we never really understood what was happening until we stopped doing it, you know. And it's nice now to be a little bit older. I'm in my very early 50s and it's nice to be able to look back and realise the success that we did have. So, yeah, the 90s were great. This is a whole different time frame, but the fact that people still love the 90s and, you know, there's a generation of fans out there for us who grew up with us. They've kind of grown with us. They've had families. They like to get babysitters so that they can come and reminisce about what they were doing in the 90s and listen to the music they were listening to. But then equally, we're seeing just as much that there's a lot of really young kids coming to our gigs now, and they're loving it just as much, which is a really positive thing for the future, because it just means we'll continue and we will become the new Rolling Stones. Thank you very much, Phil.
Sounds great. Well, tell us a bit more about the new album then, your sixth album, and it's called A Matter of Time. And as we said, it's already reached number one in the official album chart. I just want to find out about some of the songs there and who was involved in the album along with yourselves.
Yeah, so we felt the pressure was off slightly with this album. I don't really know why. I mean, weirdly enough, me and Paul did discuss our childhoods just before we started writing this, and we kind of reminisced a lot about growing up and what we were listening to at the time. And I think that kind of feeds into a lot of these songs, kind of subconsciously. So it's almost like a love letter to our younger selves. It feels, as I said, we are kind of in our very early 50s, but it feels like, and it sounds like we're about 18 on this record, which is quite unbelievable, really, and great. You can almost hear the joy coming out of the speakers. And as you rightly say, we've got some guests on the album. We've never really had any featured vocalists in the past, so we've had three on this album. So we've suddenly got all greedy, haven't we? So we've got Laura McClure out of Reverend and the Makers. She sings on a song called Tripping With You, which is quite a dark, stalking kind of song. So I wanted a really lovely female vocal to counteract the real dark stalking element, and it worked really well. She did a great job, did Laura. We've got Rowetta on a song called In Ecstasy. I remember when Paul sent me the guitar hook via email for me to put a melody on top of. So I'm sat in my living room listening to this guitar hook, wondering what to do with it. And I came up with this melody quite quickly, and the first thing I thought of when I started humming this melody was, that sounds like what Rowetta might have done in the Happy Mondays in maybe 1990. And I thought, that's an interesting thought, and parked it. And then when I revisited the song with the melody and started to put words to it, the chorus hook is Stand With Me In Ecstasy, Cover Me In Ecstasy. And as I'm singing that to the melody that I'd written, I again immediately thought, well, that sounds like something Rowetta would sing. So because I'd thought it twice, I thought, right, I'm going to have to, it's too interesting this for me to just fob off. So I got in touch with the writer and explained, you know, we're writing this new album. All I can hear is you on this particular song. Are you interested? And she heard it, loved the demo, and said, I want to get on board with this. And she it sounds amazing. Weirdly enough, that song now, what you hear now, is exactly as it sounded in my head before I'd really even written any of the words to it. So that was quite entertaining. And then Peter Doherty out of the Libertines sings on the last track on the album called Throwaways. And that worked really well. Lyrically, it's kind of about being outsiders and not really fitting in. And I think we've had a little bit of that over the years. And I think the Libertines perhaps have had a little bit of that too. So it's a perfect combination of me and Peter. And our voices seem to go really well together, and it's getting a lot of love.
We're going to play a track from the album in just a moment then. What one are we going to pick?
Well, the one that's getting an awful lot of love at the minute is a track called Talk of the Town, which is a kind of anti-love song, but I enjoyed sitting at home and writing the lyrics to that. It's not often that I enjoy sitting trying to write lyrics, but I think there's a lot of comedy involved within the lyrics. So that seems to be getting an awful lot of love, and we look forward to playing this one live when we get out and about on the road. So Talk of the Town's a good choice.
Right, now, so with the rest of the album, Talk of the Town was produced by the Grammy Award-winning Youth.
Yes, the whole album was recorded by Youth. We went to his studio in Spain and spent 3 weeks halfway up a mountain, trapped with nothing to do apart from create art. So it was a great time. And yes, as you say, it's by Youth, who was used to playing Killing Joke. He's a bass player, so the rhythm section certainly got the run through with him. But yeah, very clever man, his Youth.
And the album's all mixed by Cenzo Townsend.
The whole album was done by Shenzo. Yeah, so weirdly enough, in 1998, we recorded an album with Stephen Street called Let It Ride, and Shenzo was actually the engineer on them sessions, and now he's become a big name in the industry off his own bat. So it was an ace to go back to Shenzo after so many years, and he's done a great job with the mixing, yeah.
Rick, thanks very much for joining us on Livewire today.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you for having me, and have a great rest of your day.
It's been great chatting. Cheers.
All right, cheers, Phil. Thank you very much, mate.
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.